Long and Foster agent named to Virginia Real Estate Board, Governor Youngkin has appointed Renee Fonseca, an agent from Long and Foster Real Estate's McLean office, as a member of the Virginia Real Estate Board. Fonseca leads the Fonseca Group at Long and Foster with his wife, Deborah DeMoss Fonseca, and son Daniel. Renee's appointment to the Virginia Real Estate Board is a testament to the impressive work he's done, both as a real estate agent and in his prior careers, as well as indicative of the exceptional knowledge and expertise he brings to our industry, said Jackie Teal, president of Long and Foster Real Estate. Fonseca, who previously served on the Real Estate Board of Appraisers, brings a wealth of experience to his new role. Prior to his successful career in real estate, he had a decorated military career and owned a thriving chain of franchise restaurants. Additionally, he has represented American companies overseas, showcasing his broad understanding of international business. In the community, Fonseca is actively involved in Emmanuel Bible Church and has dedicated a decade of service to the board of the Central Union Mission, the District of Columbia. Works by Pathway Homes artists go on view, sale. Pathway Homes on July 10 hosted an artist reception as part of its 11th annual Summer of the Arts exhibition, where Pathway Homes residents who have mental health challenges showcase and sell their own art, poetry and crafts. More than 80 pieces from 18 artists are on display throughout July in the South Atrium of the Fairfax County Government Center. Artists receive 100% of the proceeds from sales. The exhibit also honors Karen Free, a Pathway Homes resident and artist who died in 2011. During the reception, Pathway Homes resident Cheryl Crawford, whose work is on display, read a poem that she wrote. As for her inspiration, she expressed that, "Doing art gives you a vision of hope. Everything will be okay." Artist bios and photos of their works are also available for viewing and sale at soda.pathwayhomes.org/artists.folk-dance-troupe to perform at library. The Sindora School of Dance will showcase the elegance and beauty of Indian dance with a presentation on Saturday, August 3 at 2 p.m. at Patrick Henry Library, 101 Maple Avenue, E. in Vienna. Registration is requested and can be obtained by calling 703-938-0405 or going to https://library.fairfaxcounty.gov/event/12408783.greatfallspark to be open for free. Great Falls National Park will be accessible at no charge on Sunday, August 4 to mark the anniversary of the Great American Outdoors Act. Upcoming free admission days include Saturday, September 28, National Public Lands Day, and Monday, November 11, Veterans Day. For information, see the website at go.nps.gov/GreatFallsEvents. Registration open for Pickleball Festival. Shepherd's Center of Northern Virginia has opened registration of its annual Pickleball Festival, to be held on Tuesday, September 17 from 4 to 7 p.m. at World Gate Athletic Club and Spa in Herndon. All levels of players are invited. In addition to competition, the event will include refreshments, a raffle, silent auction, and golf simulation lounge. Proceeds will benefit efforts at enriching the lives of seniors in the region. For information and to register, go to www.cinova.org under Special Events.